And it was last summer's Supreme Court decision overturning the Federal Defense of Marriage Act that cleared the way for same-sex couples to receive federal benefits. But getting those benefits is turning out not to be that easy for everyone. Several states, including Georgia, Kentucky, and Texas, say the federal policy conflicts with their state laws, and they're refusing to let same-sex couples sign up for benefits at state-run National Guard bases. Joining us now is Chris Rousey, retired Lieutenant Colonel with the Air National Guard and spokeswoman for the American Military Partner Association. Also, Alicia Butler, she's an attorney in Austin, Texas, who is married to Judith Chedville, who's a first lieutenant with the Texas Army National Guard. And Alicia, let me start with you. You went to go sign up for benefits at home base in Austin. It didn't go so well.
No, it didn't. We had heard a rumor that Texas might be giving people trouble, but there'd been so much talk about how this would all work that we just thought it was speculation. So we showed up first thing Tuesday morning and gave our paperwork to the clerk, and the clerk looked at it, didn't do anything in the computer, just kind of glanced at our papers and said, it's one of those. And she called her supervisor over, who politely told us that Texas could not enroll me into the federal DEER system and couldn't issue me a photo ID, and that we would need to go to a federal facility.
And the statement from the state of Texas military forces says that it's a state agency under the authority and direction of the Texas state government, and therefore must consider that the Texas Constitution and Texas Family Code conflicts with the Department of Defense policy that extends benefits to same-sex spouses. So what is wrong with that in principle? They're saying this is our state policy. If you want to get this done, go to a federal base.
Well, the basic fact is that the benefits that we're seeking are federal benefits that are, according to the Supreme Court, guaranteed to us under the United States Constitution now.
Chris Rousey, how common is a story like this?
Well, we're hearing anecdotally stories about this from around various parts of the country in the seven states that are eliminating or not processing the benefits or have sought out some sort of unacceptable compromise. But I think the key point here is that Alicia is absolutely right. It is a federal entitlement under federal law, and the states actually have no legal authority to deny it. The state constitution is in contradiction with the United States Constitution. And historically, legally, when that occurs, the federal government law prevails. And I think that's what you're going to find here. Additionally, I think it should really be noted that even though the National Guard is controlled on a day-to-day basis by the governor, it still is a dual entity at all times. And in fact, 95% to 99% of the funding for every Guard unit in this country comes from the federal government. So to say that these are state benefits or state resources is absolutely a false argument.
Well, let's take a listen, though, to what Governor Mary Fallon of Oklahoma said recently. She said that requiring same-sex Guard spouses to go to federally owned bases would protect the integrity of the state constitution and send a message to the federal government that they cannot simply ignore our laws or the will of the people. That's a quote from Governor Fallon. But the idea is just go to the federal bases and then there isn't a problem.
Well, I think there is a problem, and the problem is in several areas. First of all, you are creating a separate but equal situation, and we all know that that is unconstitutional. You're basically saying lesbian and gay military members, you guys go over here and you have this separate process and you have to travel a little bit further, but everyone else, you can go to these facilities. And that doesn't also address the additional benefits and support services that are going to come after the ID card is obtained. The ID card and the DEERS enrollment is just the gateway to everything else. For example, you have the basic allowance for housing, which is a federal monetary entitlement based on the dependent status. And that is a benefit that can only be applied for at the home unit. You cannot apply for that at any location other than your home unit. Hmm. And so if that home unit doesn't happen to be on a federal property, then what's the state going to do? Well, we've already seen in Texas, they're going to turn that person away and then deny them that federal benefit. I think it's a very, very slippery slope, and then you start to really hit a discriminatory situation.
Alicia Butler, I know that some of your colleagues have been afraid to come forward to say that this has been a problem. What made you confident about coming forward, going public with the fact that you have been hurt by this?
Well, we didn't know when we were going down there that the state was actually going to turn us away. And I think a lot of people now are aware that that will happen, and they don't want to even put themselves in that kind of uncomfortable situation. And I spoke up because it's a fundamentally unjust situation, and it's a shame. It's something the state should be ashamed of, to treat military service members and their family this way. And it's just something that we can't lay down and let happen.
Alicia, what is next for you?
Well, we've heard that the National Guard Bureau is going to report back to Secretary Hagel on December 1st about the compliance status of the state National Guards, and that they expect 100% compliance with Department of Defense policy. So we're looking for December 1st to see what's actually going to shake out with the state National Guards. After that, I guess if the state of Texas has not come in line, then we'll regroup with the attorneys at Lambda Legal and see what the next step will be.
Chris, do you see this going to the courts?
I certainly think it can. If these states that are out of compliance do not come in line with what is federal law and these federal military guidelines, I think there are a number of potential outcomes, and one of those could be legal action. I think you could see a range of outcomes that include the Pentagon withdrawing the federal recognition from these guard units, withdrawing the funding and the resources that support these guard units. And if you withdraw that federal recognition and those resources, those National Guard units will cease to exist. Their missions will be aligned with other states, and those governors will no longer have those resources at their disposal for state missions.
We'll wait and see what happens. Chris Rousey, retired Lieutenant Colonel from the Air National Guard, who is the spokeswoman for the American Military Partner Association, and also Alicia Butler, attorney who lives in Austin, Texas, and is married to Judith Chedville, who's a first lieutenant in the Texas Army National Guard. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you heard the word deers, she was not talking about animals. She was talking about the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System, which is the system that you use to register for health care and other benefits in the military.
Okay. Well, here's some other stories we're following. The stock market has been hitting record highs, but how will stocks hold up when the Fed pulls back on its helpful policies? Also, there have been a spate of robberies by young boys on Brazil's beaches. Well, to get a handle on it, the government in Rio has decided to send in troops. We'll have these and other stories later today on All Things Considered. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.